Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hi, welcome back to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Well, Etsy's at it again, and this latest change has the Etsy community in somewhat of an uproar. And this most recent announcement has been the implementation of the order defect rate, or ODR, if you've seen people posting about it. Now, I know this isn't a super recent change. It actually went into effect, I guess, a couple months ago, maybe even, I don't know, it was before Christmas, so it's been a few months. But I wanted to take some time to see how Etsy was going to implement this new change before I dove into discussing it with you. I just wanted to be sure I understood exactly what they were doing, and as much as possible before talking about it here. But to say that it has caused quite the stir among sellers would really be an understatement. And it's caused such a stir, unfortunately, that there have even been quite a few people that they just went ahead and said, forget it. I'm just going to shut my shop down and be done with Etsy and not even try to deal with this new policy. And I guess rather than dealing with anything else from Etsy, they just decided to shut it down and forget about it. Now, personally, I think that just shutting down Etsy because you don't like the new policy is kind of an overreaction, and that's not really what I would recommend, but everyone's entitled to their own thoughts and decisions. So today, I want to break down exactly what this new order defect rate is and kind of talk to you about my recommendations and how to approach this new policy in maybe not such an extreme way of just shutting everything down and being done with your handmade business, done with Etsy. So let's just talk about it. So let's start with the basics. This new metric is called order dissatisfaction rate, or ODR. In the Etsy website, it tells us the ODR is a reliable measurement of quality customer service a seller provides to their buyers. It's the percentage of your shop's orders with a case or a 1-2 star review, and all shops must maintain an order dissatisfaction rate of less than 1% to sell on Etsy. So that's exactly what they're saying. They're measuring everybody for quality customer service, and it's the percentage of your shop's orders with a case or a 1-2 star review, and it has to be less than 1%. So that's what you've got to meet. So let's look at those metrics a little bit more in depth. The type of cases a customer can file can be for an item not received or an item not as described. And a low review is considered 1 or 2 stars. So 3 or 4 stars, even though we like everything to be 5 stars, 3 or 4 is okay. What's going to count against us is a 1 or a 2 star. They also specifically say that if a customer leaves a low review and then they go back and change it, so they say they leave a 1 star review, you fix it, and then they go back and change it to a 4 star because now they're happy, that low review is still going to count against you. That initial low review will still count against your ODR, which that seems counterproductive to me because that takes away, your motivation to work with your customers to reach a resolution. But they didn't ask me. So there you have it. That's just how it works. Now, I will say, talking about that in the interest of your business, separate from Etsy, that it's still a good idea to work towards a resolution. Don't just write it off and say, well, they left me a 1-star review, so forget it. they can just be mad and go on. Our ultimate goal still needs to be to try to provide a positive customer experience separate from our Etsy metrics and try to resolve, you know, the situation with the customers. So try to keep that in the back of your mind. All right, so the percentage, that 1%, it's calculated over 60 days, but it doesn't include your previous 30 days. So it's really 90 days ahead or behind minus the previous 30 days. So that part is a little tricky to keep tabs on, but I'm going to put the link to check your ODR in the show notes so you can see your current shop standing. So you can just click on it and it'll show you exactly what your current ODR is right this second. So now that we have all the technicalities out of the way, what are we going to do about it? There's two options. One, you can decide, you know what, I don't want to deal with this new policy. I'm going to close down my shop, which I already said, I don't really think that that's the right way. You know, I think that that might be a little bit of an overreaction, but you're welcome to do that. Or two, we can say, okay, well, I think this policy kind of sucks, but let's just be proactive and move forward. Because when we're selling on someone else's platform, that means unfortunately we have to follow their rules no matter how stupid we think they are. It's just like if we live in a rental property and they tell you that, you know, you can't hang pictures on the wall or you have to pay a $500 deposit if you want to have a pet. So while you're still using the property, they technically own it and you still have to follow their rules or they're going to kick you out. So it's the same kind of mentality with Etsy. We have to follow their rules. Now, as a side note, while we're following these new rules, we still want to be working on a plan. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't also be working on a plan to drive traffic to your own site, whether that's Shopify or Squarespace or WooCommerce, wherever you're wanting to do, WordPress, whatever it is that you're wanting to put your roots down on that are your own, that you should still be trying to drive your traffic there. And if you're not to that point yet, say that you're just brand spanking new, at least at the bare minimum, building your email list so that you can eventually move your customers to your own site. So something is working in the background that you're not putting all of your eggs in that Etsy basket. But ultimately, we don't want to be operating from a place of fear. I mean, what is the benefit? If you're running your own business, but yet you're still operating from that place of fear, what is the benefit of running your own business? This is your business and you're in control. You just have to make sure that you understand the rules of the game and then you play from there. So I see lots of people on Etsy forums and the Facebook groups saying, you know, that they're canceling orders. Somebody asked me a question or I just got a bad feeling or blah, 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 but they're just canceling orders at the drop of a hat. This is a great way to put yourself out of business. This, don't do this. Amazon, they monitor your cancellation rate. And I'm willing to bet that this is coming down the pike on Etsy too, if they're not already doing it and not telling us. There have been plenty of times where they're monitoring things in the background and not telling us. So this is something that I would highly discourage. And on top of that, it's just not a good business practice. Customers asking questions is not a reason to cancel an order. Customers are allowed to ask questions. What if every time you asked a question at a restaurant or a brick and mortar store, they kicked you out for being too needy? Like, no one would go for that in real life. People would never go shop at a grocery store or go out to eat at a restaurant if asking a question meant that they were going to kick you out and not serve you. So we shouldn't be so quick to do that online. It's okay for customers to ask questions, and it's okay for customers to need help. Sometimes customers just have anxiety when they're purchasing online and they can't see the product in person. So I just want to encourage you to save that cancel button for extreme cases and not make it your initial reaction. All right, so the first thing we need to think about in our shop is evaluating what we have control over. So let's take control of the controllables. Unfortunately, you know, as much as we would like to, we don't have control over how our customers are going to act. So for example, I sold about 1,200 of one particular design over Christmas, and I even received emails from several customers who, you know, they went out of their way to tell me how much they loved this particular design. But there was one Amazon customer who left me a one-star review and said it was the worst thing that she had ever bought in her life. I mean, it was my bestseller to hundreds of people. I literally couldn't make it fast enough. People were raving over it, and this one person hated it. So you can't make everyone happy. No matter what you do, there's always going to be that one person who can't be made happy. Not even with all of the puppies and unicorns in the world. They're just not going to be happy. So I understand that that's what makes the ODR so scary. Even especially for someone who doesn't sell a lot, who doesn't have a lot of volume. We don't know if, you know, the customer is going to read the listing correctly or if their package is going to get lost and they might decide to leave a one-star review before letting us know. So, you know, we have the opportunity to replace it or say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'll refund that for you because I can't replace it. Or, you know, we just don't have a lot of control over their actions or, unfortunately, their level of comprehension. So we want to be proactive and try to prevent problems, if possible, before they happen. So this is where some brainstorming comes in handy. Is there a common frustration that your customers experience? This can be in your shop specifically or your industry as a whole. Now, I know that this is kind of a broad statement, so let's try to narrow it down a little bit more. Think about how your customers use your product. Who is your product for? How is it installed? How is it cared for? Try to think about your customers' experience from start to finish, and then brainstorm any sort of like frustrations or questions or concerns that may come up for your customer, and then try to come up with ways to solve them before they come up. So this can be done with informative inserts with the product that you can put in, you know, to the packaging to help them answer those questions when they open their package, links to how-to videos for installation or for care. You just want to make the customer experience as frustration-free as possible. And honestly, in absence of this ODR policy, this type of proactive approach is what's going to build a fan base of raving repeat customers. And as a bonus, if customers are super impressed with your product and their shopping experience, they're going to be more inclined to leave a 5-star review, which is going to help boost your shop in the long run. So the next thing you want to think about is communication. Communicating with your customers is key. Your customers need to know what to expect from you. What the product is, you know, with clear pictures, accurate shipment dates, and timely email responses. All of these things are going to decrease customer anxiety and ultimately cases. You also may want to consider including something in your package that lets customers know how to get in touch with you if they have a problem. But please don't say something that tells them not to leave a bad review before contacting you. There's a much more professional way to do this. You can say something like, love your order. We'd love for you to leave a review as that helps our small business grow. Your satisfaction is of the utmost importance. If you have any questions or concerns regarding your purchase, please contact us at blah, blah, blah. Put your email and we'll get back to you right away. But don't say, we're a small business and if you leave us a 1-star review, we're not going to be able to feed our family. Don't put that. And I have seen that. So please, please, please don't do that. All right. So say you do all of these things. you run a perfect shop and you draw the short straw of having just that really cranky, impossible to please customer, and they open a case and it tanks your ODR. What do you do? Like, what happens next? So, Etsy says that they're going to send a customer service warning email when you exceed that 1% threshold. Now, they haven't been super clear about what's going to happen next. There's kind of conflicting information based on what's been posted in the Etsy forums and what's posted on their formal post for the seller handbook. But there is a statement posted on the Etsy forum by an Etsy employee that says you will be able to email Etsy Trust and basically state your case about how you're going to improve your customer service, and then they're going to review it. Etsy does also say that you will need to demonstrate improved customer service to continue to sell on the platform. So that part, which is on the Etsy seller handbook, suggests that you're going to be put on some sort of probation. But this can vary. This is the part that's kind of iffy on the Etsy seller handbook. It can vary if you have other dings against your shop, such as IP complaints. So that part makes it not really clear. And it may be different if you're cutting it close with their otherwise three strikes and your out rules. So it's kind of like they get to decide what they're going to do if you have any sort of other complaints against your shop. So that part makes me a little nervous for sellers who have trademark claims or any sort of copyright infringement claims, anything that's going on otherwise. So I don't have anything to back it up. It was just because that wording was a little bit murky and, you know, Etsified, where you don't really know what they mean. It's just from watching previous Etsy behavior doing random things without explanation. So just if you are selling copyright or trademarked items, take them down. Just do that. That's my advice. Take that down. Don't sell copyright or trademarked items, just so that you're minding your P's and Q's, so that they don't have any more reason to just close your shop immediately without any chance for defending your case. Now, the statement for Etsy does say that if you are otherwise compliant with Etsy policies and warnings, the warnings will only be sent if you meet all of the following criteria. So this criteria is an ODR of 1% or higher, a shop with three or more orders with a case or low review since its first sale, and the shop has two or more orders placed within a 60-day evaluation period that resulted in a case or a low review. So there's lots of little check marks that you've got to meet. So overall, just monitor your status through that link that I'm going to post in the shop notes and communicate with your customers as much as possible. Now, I understand why Etsy has implemented this new policy. They are wanting to, you know, they're wanting to ensure that Etsy customers have a good experience. Amazon also has an ODR that you have to adhere to, but it's like 100 times more transparent. And there's tons of smaller metrics that make it up, and you can, you know, see them at any time. So it seems like Etsy's trying to implement that same policy, but in a much less transparent and less effective manner. But that's a conversation for another day. The best thing to do, or that we can do, is familiarize ourselves with the policy as much as possible, which hopefully I've helped do today, and then be proactive by problem solving for our customers, building our customer bases on our own websites. The ultimate goal is for Etsy to be an income stream, but not the only income stream, so that when these changes happen or any change happens, it's a minor inconvenience and not something that just totally wrecks our world. Etsy doesn't need to be something that we totally depend on. It's just an income stream that we have. So let's be working towards that. If you have any concerns about ODR or, you know, questions about it that you'd like me to discuss, please email me at hello@thesassycreative.com. I'm going to continue to keep an eye on this new policy and kind of watch how Etsy continues to implement it, especially with the smaller shops. So we may revisit this topic again in the future. The main thing is to control what you can. Make sure that you aren't putting all of your eggs in one basket, especially all of your eggs in the Etsy basket. So thanks so much for joining me today. I would love to hear your feedback on the Sassy Creative Facebook page. If you found today's topic helpful, please take a second to leave the podcast a 5-star review. That will help so that the podcast can reach other creative entrepreneurs like yourself. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.